back to Rosie on the House, where we're all here with the goal of becoming you, the Arizona homeowner's best friend. And I think we have some making up to do with Tim and Scottsdale. He's been holding so long, we're probably waning as his best friend quickly. Tim, call
Although, him. I will say, it's only been 22 minutes. I remember when I started, the wait time was typically closer to 50.
Tim, good morning. How are you?
Thank you for taking my call. Really appreciate it.
You bet, man. What's on your mind today?
Well, my heating unit, my heat pump went out in November, 1st of November.
Okay.
And I've got it checked out and found out that the compressor's bad. So they said it'd be about $5,000 to $6,000 to replace the whole unit, or a couple thousand to replace the compressor. And the unit's about 12 years old. So
okay.
I was thinking, since then, I haven't done anything about it. We've just been using a infrared space heater that has actually been keeping the 1,700 square feet of our house reasonably bearable,
okay.
Around 66, 68 degrees.
Yep.
So I've always been thinking about using mini splits for the rooms that we're not using at times during the day or the night.
Okay.
Is that practical? I might preface that by saying, too, that we have had Rias out. They've sealed all of our ductwork that's there. We
Good.
Got double pane windows.
Good.
Got all that taken care of. The next thing is the wall insulation and the block walls. But
What vintage home is this? When you say block, is this one of the
You're familiar with Sunburst Farms, correct?
Yeah.
One of the Hallcraft homes.
Yeah, nice. Okay. When you told me the heater was keeping the home relatively consistent, I assumed it was a fairly well-built home or had been upgraded a bit. Most people don't realize just a family living inside the house is pretty much all by itself without the heat pump is going to keep the inside of the house something above 55 or 60 degrees, just showering and cooking and breathing and everything else. Now, with the Rias that they've already been out there checking everything, have you had conversations with anybody about going from a single system heat pump to mini splits?
Not yet.
Okay. It's doable, Tim. But for a 1,600 square foot home, I'm going to tell you it's probably not going to be economically feasible. The mini split system can be significantly more expensive than just a single unit. And Sunburst Farms, y'all don't have natural gas, do you?
No, no electric.
Yeah, that's the dilemma, darn it. So you're pretty well stuck with a heat pump. You can take a look at the mini split system, have them quote it. There's about four different ways they can quote that. True, independent, individual mini splits in each of the key areas of your home. Another way is the new equipment that comes with mini split air distributors throughout the house, all circling back to one central compressor and coil. But that's a state of the art. But I'm guessing it's going to be maybe as much as three times the amount of money. Okay.
How many?
Three times.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the key. If you're familiar with our website, I want you to go find on the website under the DIY how to shop for an air conditioner and heating unit. It's in the consumer guide section. The first thing most people need to know, your home is vintage 80s. Back in the 80s and the 90s and the first decade of the 21st century, builders were putting in air conditioners that were too big just to keep from hearing from you about the fact on hot days your house wasn't getting cool enough. We were over air conditioning homes just to try and eliminate service callbacks. If whoever is quoting your house isn't seriously considering downsizing your unit, you don't have the right company looking out for you. I'm willing to go on record as saying 80% of every home below the Mogollon Rim in Arizona has as much as one ton too much air conditioning with the new higher efficiency units. And you want the smaller unit you can get, the less it's going to cost you to purchase, the less it's going to cost you to operate, the better the indoor air quality is going to be at your house, because in the middle of the summer, they come on and they run a long time, and that's exactly what you want to have happen. So take a good hard look, Tim, at who you're having quote that air conditioning system. You ought to be getting a quote for something under the tonnage of your existing unit. We appreciate the call, and I'll tell you, a heat pump in Arizona works pretty well, except on cold, wet mornings. But you're comfortable at the high 60s. I am too. Some people like that heat pump to, you know, be generating something closer to the 80, 85 degree. With a heat pump, you can't move the thermostat up and down in the winter. You just set it at one temperature and don't touch it. Leave it alone.
I don't like the feeling of that heat.
Heat pump?
Well, no, you don't just have that, burning heat. I've never.
Well,
liked
that would be the gas furnace. The heat pump doesn't generate that, because
that's what I've said. I prefer that. I don't like walking into a house where you just feel like the hot air blowing into your face.
Okay,
maybe that's good.
We have Linda, Jack, and John all on hold. We'll get to right after this.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.